May 19th, 2022, for Krumah Media in Johannesburg, I'm Thabi Madiba. Making headlines. Minister in the presidency says cabinet approved 22 million rand flag to bring South Africans together. Sisiwe Mkhwebane claims society's most powerful is conspiring against her, and Balula says ETOL decision is imminent. Minister in the presidency, Mondli Gungubele, said cabinet approved the 100-meter flagpole at Freedom Park in Pretoria in February as a project that would bring South Africans together. There have been public outcry against the project after it was revealed that it would cost 22 million rand. Gungubele said when cabinet approved the project, there was no determination on the cost of it. Following the backlash, Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Nathi Mthethwa, has since said department would review the process related to the flag. In court this week, public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's counsel painted her as a lonesome woman facing a conspiracy by the mightiest in society. But in an affidavit, Mkhwebane hid back continuing her attack on the Constitutional Court by alleging there is prima facie evidence the apex court's integrity is compromised. Much of the conspiracy against her and the so-called prima facie evidence against the court centers around an SMS purporting to have inside knowledge of Mkhwebane's initial resignation application to the Constitutional Court. Yesterday, the latest episode of the legal drama of Mkhwebane's attempts to stop Parliament from impeaching her played out in the Western Cape High Court. She asked the court for interdicts against Parliament continuing its impeachment process and President Cyril Ramaphosa from suspending her. The gist of the argument is that Parliament cannot proceed with the impeachment while there are matters before the court, and Ramaphosa can't suspend her while he is conflicted because the public protector is investigating cases against him. Minister of Transport Fikile Mbalula said the final pronouncement on the funding model of ETOLs is imminent. Mbalula tabled his budget vote for the Department of Transport in Parliament yesterday. This comes amid uncertainty around South African National Roads Agency's electronic tolling system to pay for the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project, which has been met with public resistance. Mbalula said he was working with Minister of Finance Enoch Godongwana to help Cabinet arrive at a final determination on the funding of the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project. He said that a decision on the matter was imminent, although it has taken a long time. In his budget vote, Mbalula detailed the billions in financial support that are committed to fund programs and stabilize SANRAL and the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolitiZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krumah Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.